Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
everybody. You are listening to CFRC 101.9, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, Simone Limone. And guess what? We're doing something a little bit different. We're going live, so I'm also live. So you can not only just hear my beautiful, smooth, baritone voice, you can also see me too. So if you tune in on Instagram, I'm on Instagram Live. My handle is Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. Sorry about that. It's really super long. Didn't really think about it when I made it super long, but you can find me there. So it's S-I-M-O-N-E-T-H-E-M-O-N-E. A-T-C-F-R-C-R-A-D-I-O. So very, very, very long, but you should be able to find me in the profile picture. You can see it's me with my headphones on. But yeah, so I'm here. I'm excited. It's been a long, very exciting, crazy weekend, and I can't wait to tell you about it. Unfortunately, I'm here by myself. My better half, you know, Jeff the Movie Nerd, is just out of commission, not feeling well. So I'm taking over and didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but I'm excited because, well, I think I know what to do by now. So hopefully it's going to be smooth. It's going to be great. We'll have a good time. We'll have some fun. For those of you who are looking, again, I'm on live on Instagram at Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. So you can see like what I'm up to, what I'm wearing, what I'm doing in real time as we do the radio show. So again, please join us here down in the basement at Carruthers Hall. Stay locked and ready. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful summer day. So I'm so excited to be here. You are listening to CFRC 101.9, the best station of the nation for over 100 years, literally a whole century. That's a long time. So we must be doing something right. So please stay with us. Stay with me today. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. I forgot to tell you. You know, the next song that's coming up. So the next song that's coming up is one that I've been listening to for quite some time now. It's a great cover. I'm really into covers right now by Teddy Swims with his song, Let Me Love You. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hey, it's your friend Teddy again, and these are my best buddies, Elephants, and this is our cover of Let Me Love You by Mario.
Love you, love you, love you, love you.
description is so good that it hurts. You're a dime, it's 99, and it's a shame you don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, these diamonds stare, 'cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toe, out of control. Baby, you don't know. Baby, you never worry about what to do. I'll be coming home back to you every night, doing you right. You're the kind of woman, circa fame. Wrist full of diamonds, hand full of rain. Baby, you're a star. I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you. For loving on us.
Okay, we're doing our lighting check on one. Thank you. Okay, sound check on two. All right, you see the speakers on stage right? Can you go move them in a bit and check the connection on the right
one? Stacy,
does Hayden know you're here?
No, it's all right. I just want to see the show for one last time, you know, for old time's sake. I'm sure it'll be cool.
Okay, wait here, please. Thank you.
With all my CDs, she was doing
I'll tell the world, I scream it loud, I do it all over my Remy Skidadoo. I'm not, long as your presence won't leave me, I got it. Yahweh, Rapha, Jara, my provider. Long as you are came with me, I fear neither. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better cause of you. I can't lose. Something that can fill me, I found nothing. Places I said no, when I didn't know. You were there all along, restoring my soul. That's right, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss a moment? You're just too important. Nobody, nobody like you.
Face. A traffic jam. It's meeting man of my dreams, meeting his beautiful husband. So many times. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, really things like rain. And on your wedding day, it's a free ride when you're already paid.
It's your girl, Simone the Moan. You are listening to CFRC 101.9, bright and early at 8:26 a.m. on what looks to be, or what's going to be, a really great Wednesday. Right in the middle of your week, you're kind of halfway there, almost there, and I'm happy to be here. I'm glad you're here. I'm having a great time. We're doing things a little bit differently. We're kind of upping our game a little bit, and we are adding a live video feed right now. So if you want to jump on your Instagram, if you got Instagram, if you got that app and it's like taking over your life and it's on your phone, you can join in on the Instagram feed as well. You can find me at Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. Now that's a big, long handle. Forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. I was starting out, but it's S-I-M-O-N-E. T-H-E-M-O-N-E A-T-C-F-R-C-R-A-D-I-O. So Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. In the profile picture, you'll see a picture of me, little black girl, smiling with her headphones on. So check us out if you want to, you know, have, you know, a different experience there. But for all of you who are listening, so happy that you're here. Now, normally, as I said before, Jeff the Movie Nerd is usually here. He's my, you know, other half, but he's not feeling well, so best wishes to Jeff, but we're just going to carry on. So things are a little bit different. I'm trying my best, to get things kind of as smooth as possible, but we've done this before. This is our first rodeo, so just come along with me. So now this is the part of the show where we talk about our lives and what we've been up to, and I can absolutely tell you, it's been having a time the last, I don't know, 5 days. It's kind of been like a nonstop whirlwind of like social things and fun things. And so, yeah, let me tell you a little bit about it. Let's see. So Friday was a great day for me because my nieces and nephew and my sister and brother-in-law all came, packed up their whole life, you know, from where they're coming from, a couple of hours away, to come and visit me. They just came to my apartment to come and visit me. The kids wanted to have an Auntie Moan movie night. I don't know, that's like the sweetest thing that I've ever heard. So they are watching a series right now called The Chosen. The Chosen is a mini-series on the life and times of Jesus Christ that is exploding everywhere. It's like, it is the most money that a crowd-funded kind of project has made. Millions and millions of dollars. So there's people all over the world who've contributed personally to the production of this miniseries, and it's excellent. It really is very, very good. Now, everyone is kind of jumping on the bandwagon. Lots of churches were kind of doing Bible studies and stuff, and everyone's going Chosen crazy, and because I thought, well, you know, I don't know what it is, and everyone's doing it, I don't want to do it. But this past Easter, I thought, oh, let me take a look. Let me see. You know, it's hurt to see. Watch the first episode. Completely hooked. Beautifully done by the director. It's created by the director called Dallas Jenkins. He couldn't really make his way in Hollywood and tried and decided just to do his own thing. And it's kind of like groundbreaking what they've been able to do. So yeah, you can check it out. And the great thing about it is it's completely free. There's an app that you can get called The Chosen app, and you can watch it there. It's also on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it there. So lots to see with that. So the kids were there. We all watched the movie, and you know, we are, and a family of dancers, so we're always dancing and, you know, having a good time, and, you know, they're just wonderful. And then after that, they wanted to go play on the climbers, so we went on the climbers, we went on the swings, and you know what I thought to myself? Goodness, it's such a long time. I can't think of the last time that I was on a swing, you know? That I was on a swing and just, you know, on a climber, you know, and just feeling like a kid, playing with the kids. You know, they're up on the climber, and I was pretending to get them like a shark, going like, dunna, 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 you know? Hey, Brandon, thanks for my compliments on the shades. Oh, yeah, I have to tell you guys who are also watching, and and T. Mitchell, thank you for joining. Why am I dressed like this? I'm dressed like this with the hat and everything. For those of you who are just listening, I'm wearing a birthday hat with candles and some very cool Barbie sunglasses, and I'm because like it was Canada Day, so this is kind of my birthday hat. Happy birthday, Canada Day, basically. And these glasses, just because I like them, I just really like them, and I thought this is great. I've been going nonstop for 5 days, and I've got all kinds of bags under my eyes that no amount of concealer is going to fix. So I'll just wear the glasses, and I think it'd be fun. It's kind of fun for you guys, you know, who are watching. So it's not just me just yammering on. You got some kind of visual interest there. I've actually got multiple shades, which is great. So I'll play with those. But anyway, so we did that. And then after that, you know, they went home. And then the next big thing was Art Fest that I had the pleasure of going to. Met a lot of great artists, a lot of great people, artisans, people who make food products. Made a great gentleman named Johannes Petros. He has a great hummus. And he was just really, really, really kind. Really, really kind to me with his thoughts and his advice. I really enjoyed that, you know. Yeah, really, really enjoyed that. So that was good. And yeah, so I did maybe 2 days of Art Fest, you know, going around, meeting different artists, just, you know, having a lovely time, checking out the stuff that people had. It's just amazing what people are making with their hands. So I always say, you know, support those artists. Yes, we have AI and we have all these fancy machineries and things to do that make things easier to do, but there's nothing like somebody taking you know, paper, yarn, whatever the medium is, and making something with their own hands. There's just something really special about that. So please, let's not lose that. Let's keep that. So that was great. Okay, so fast forward after Canada Day. Let me think. Went to church, went to a different church, and it was really nice. It had really great music, and I thought that was really lovely. So that was good. Had a good time. And then, finally, yesterday, last night, it was completely off the hook at the Canada Day celebration at Springer Market Square. Like, this was kind of a hip-hop kind of rap, you know, event. You know, we had some of that a couple years ago when Cardinal Official came down to Kingston with Maestro Fresh West and I think Chaclair. Don't know a whole lot about it, but I was there and it was a thing and we had a time, and even Cardinal called me out because music was too loud for little Simone the Moan. I was pulling my ears. Cardinal completely called me out. I'm sorry, Cardinal. Give me a chance. Forgive me. But it was a great experience. But I would definitely say there's a bit of you could feel a little bit of anxiety in the crowd. Wasn't sure if Kingston was completely ready for it. People were definitely there. People did show up. But this time, okay, I think it was, you know, forgive me, Scratch Bastard, was he there? Like, if I got it wrong, please forgive me. I don't know. But anyway, they had a DJ and we had some indigenous DJs come. And they were excellent. excellent. I had a lovely time. And you know what? All ages were there. You had the very young kids at the front, like right up at the stage doing cartwheels and, you know, just dancing wonderful. We had the free hugs lady there, you know, people taking pictures with her is great. You know, we had lots of people, lots of phones, of course, and you had every age. So you saw the very, very young. You know, you saw some of the babies or the young little toddlers passed out because it was just too much. It was hot. It was warm. Very, very muggy. Very humid. And then you had people all the way up to, like, easily into their 80s, you know, standing there, like, right in the crowd. Like, they didn't move too much. They didn't bust. They didn't bust, you know, whatever, you know, but they were there. It was really beautiful. It was a really nice to see. And the DJs are great about, like, picking songs from different decades so that at least you could at least hear your song, a song that you know, right? So it wasn't just all focused on just the young folks. You know, you had some things that spread, you know, across pop-poppy, you know, hip-poppy, but then you had some reggae grooves in there. You heard a little bit of a Christian song in there. So they had all kinds of things. And it just, I had a good time. I had a good time. You saw people who you know didn't know each other, like just completely dancing together. It was really, really nice to have that moment in Kingston. Of course, you had Confederation and the, I don't know what to call it, like our whole, you know, our mascot, I guess, of our city hall was a light and like pink and different colors. Something cool that they're doing now whenever you go down there. It's literally you're inside of like an Instagram filter and you don't have to worry. Like you can take really cool shots. And I really like that what they've have been doing with downtown Kingston. As I said, I've been saying that all year. They're crushing it with these experiences that people are having, bringing people together, making it accessible. You can come down on the bus. A lot of these events are free. It supports local business. It supports people who make stuff. It kind of elicits or it fosters, you know, creativity. So power to you, Kingston. Happy Canada Day. That's why I'm wearing my Canada Day, you know, hat that I love. And I'm like cocking it over to the side. You know, we're having a good time. So it is 8:37. You are listening to CFRC 101.9. Let's see the next thing. We're just going to listen. I forgot what we were listening to. So just before that, we were listening to that last one was Alanis Morissette live at Glastonbury 2025. So that's just recently, a couple days ago. Sounds wonderful. Sounds great. You got a generations of people who love her music. Talented woman. Before that, we had a song called Awake that I've been listening to like nonstop by Sam Rivera. I believe it is a Christian or inspirational song. Sweet though, very sweet. Love it so much. Before that, we had Jack Soul, Still Believe in Love, classic Canadian, just soul, R&B vibe. You know, you're going to get a lot of R&B vibes with me, with Simone the Moan. Look, I just roll the way of the world. I don't apologize for it. Okay, this is like, you got me, okay, from 8 to 10, and that's what it's going to be. Before that, had another one that I'm just playing on repeat also called Teddy Swims, Let Me Love You. It is a cover of Mario's song, Let Me Love You, but completely arranged differently. So I love that. I love, you know, things that arrange differently. It makes sense to me. So hopefully you guys are enjoying that. Next, we're going to have a song called that's on right now called Repent by Tony Deshawn. Just love this this Christian song. Got some lovely hip hop sounds to it. Let me close my mouth and let you guys listen. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Why you won't slide with me? Why you won't slide to the side? Why you won't slide to the east side? Why you keep calling me? Why you keep calling in my side? Why you keep calling in my song?
Reading, praying, crying every night. Ask you shall receive. So I'm asking why 2020 vision blessed my eyes. Somehow still can't see the lie. Can't vent cause all of this pride. Told the mirror we can take it outside. Unbought the receipt on what they sold me. They know they own me and now they think they know me. It's a whole lot of people in the room. God, only you can see through. Whole life I've been see through. Help me to return my heart to you. Help me keep my eyes on you. Help me turn my heart to you. Help me keep my eyes on you.
See me growing, yeah. His love, do I know it, yeah. I'm on that 25-8, running in circles, but straight is the way. I forgot to sit in the hall today. I forgot to take my wife on a date. I forgot to take my son on a walk. Starting to feel like a pillar of salt. Ain't supposed to look back, that's green or rock. If you is the fact, my opinion is not an option for you. When I wake up, trying to lock in for you. I don't wanna stop, but I'm stopping for you. Can you
help me turn my
what good can come out of Nazareth?
Ain't none good coming out of Ethan.
Anything good come from me, St. Louis?
Boy, Jesus came from Nazareth.
Ain't none over there but trouble.
What's going on over there?
Boopy, where you at?
Oh, Canada, what a country where you can be whoever you want to be.
I've got money in my pocket. I like the color of my hair. I've got
should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over. And I know He watches me. And I know He watches me.
He watches me.
His eye is on the sparrow. And I know.
I hope you're still with us. We're having a wonderful time. At least I am. I'm having a good time. You are listening to CFRC 101.9. I'm your host today, Simone the Moan. Always such a joy. Always wonderful. If you're wondering where Jeff the Movie Nerd is, that awesome gentleman there, he's on the mend, not feeling so great, so I'm filling in, doing it solo, but it's still a lot of fun, and it's always good practice for me to do it by myself, and, you know, it's kind of fun to put together to put together the playlist of music that kind of resonates with me, and I hope will resonate with you and lift you up, and you can have a good time, and you can get up and dance, or you can just chill. You were just listening. That last one, absolutely gorgeous. Literally just giftedness, just gifted voice. So you heard Lauryn Hill. That's actually your Lauryn Hill, maybe a young Lauryn Hill, and Tanya Blount. Now, you remember when Lauryn Hill first came out in Sister Act? Absolutely gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, and what a voice. So glad that she's out and about. We didn't see her for some time, but she's out and about. Just wanted to give you guys a taste of some other stuff that she does. Of course, we know her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but what a talent, what a gift. So that was beautiful to listen to. I never get tired of that. Before that, we heard Jane Arden, Good Mother. That was a performance she did for Canada Day in 2023. We're just getting over yesterday. Big celebration, Canada Day. People are coming together. Certainly since COVID. Yeah, I think there's just this, people recognize the need of being with one another, being together, and not living divided from from each other, but we need each other. So that was beautiful. I always love to kind of hear, it's a different vibe, a different feeling when you hear somebody sing one of their, you know, most famous songs live. So that was Jane Arden, Good Mother. Before that, you heard from a new artist that I've just discovered. His name is Tony Deshawn. The song is called Repent. I believe it's a Christian song about turning away from things that are not serving you and moving forward with God. The great thing about it is I've never heard this before, because it's a kind of a hip hop, and then you've got this rock edge, like coming in really hard, rock edge orchestra thing coming in right in at the end of it. So can't get enough of that song. Really like it. And yeah, so those are the few songs that we listen to. So now we are in the point of our program where we love to talk about our sponsors. We could not do this show without them. I'm always, Jeff brings me in always something fresh, something that is like literally made the same day. He'll bring it in right early in the morning. So they've got people who put a lot of their time, a lot of their effort, a lot of their love into their food. Who am I talking about? Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods. They make it, like I said, everything was from scratch. A lot of local ingredients. You're really going to get something that's satisfying, that's nutritious. They've got great sandwiches there. They've got great cookies. You can get meats. You can get your bacon. You can get honey, local honey, wild honey. You can get all kinds of things. You can get drinks. Let's see. I'm going to talk about a little bit, like I always talk about this, but when it comes to Old Farm, but it is one of the products that I really actually really enjoy, and that's their product called the County Bounty Artisanal Soda Company. So these are really great tasting sodas. They're light. They're way better for you than anything else out there. So forget Coca-Cola, forget Pepsi, forget Fanta, forget it all. Get your County Bounty at Old Farm Fine Foods. They're locally grown Ontario fruits, 50%, 50% less sugar. Okay, so if you're watching your sugar intake, you know, everybody's got all kinds of sensitivities issues. This is a better alternative for you. It's all natural preservatives, like no preservatives at all. It's woman-owned, from Napanee, same place as our friend Avril Lavigne. Napanee, cool place, beautiful place to visit. And they're about $3, and they come in all kinds of flavors, like black currant. Now, when I went to Art Fest, a couple days ago, I actually took some of the County Bounty to to a vendor that had been, you know, out there, like in the sun, like 100 degrees out there, and I gave them County Bounty. They absolutely loved it, and was able to tell them, okay, you know, this stuff is from Old Farm. So hopefully, you know, you never know, and they come back and visit. They'll come back to Old Farm and get it. It's just one of my favorite things that I enjoy and like to eat. They've also got ready-made pies and dinners. You know, like, this is homemade stuff. This is not TV dinners or anything like that. Certainly, like, it's there. If you want a TV dinner, go get it. But if you want something that is nutritious and delicious, and you've been working all day, you know that you have long hours, you know that you're not going to have the time, or even a lot of these, like, boxes, right? They've got all these health boxes or whatever, and it comes with, like, comes with all of the food and the recipes, but at the same time, you have to have time to, you know, after you're working or whatever it is that you're doing, to make this stuff. And not everyone has that kind of time or even the ability, even the physical ability to do all of that stuff. There's a lot of different things going out there. So if you want, it's good to have something nutritious. You've got that in the freezer. You know you have it. If you want to help somebody, you don't have the time, but you know they need something nutritious. Maybe they're coming out of the hospital for whatever reason. Maybe they're dealing with mental health issues, depression, things like that. And you know, there's a lot of reasons why someone might not be able to kind of, you know, have the wherewithal to make something for themselves, or even go to the grocery store, or walk here or there, or they might be isolated. All kinds of different reasons, right? So, it's a really good gift. It's a really, really good gift to give to somebody. So please give the gift that keeps on giving. Give the gift that is of quality. Give the gift that people will remember. Give Old Farm fine food. So thank you. Special thank you to Old Farm. Thank you again for sponsoring us, for supporting community radio here in Kingston. Thank you so much. So next we are going to listen to one of my favorites. We're listening to Simone's favorites called by Wynonna Judd, Testify to Love. It is 8:58. I think we're going to, 8:58. We might have I might throw a PSA in there. Actually, yeah, I'll throw a PSA in there because we've got to have one at 9 o'clock. But after 9 o'clock, after the PSA, we will be listening to Testify to Love by Wynonna Judd. Thank you once again for joining me today at Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you so much for those of you who are on the live, which is so cool, on the live, who are listening along or watching all of my antics. Again, for those of you, if you've just tuned in on the radio, I'm wearing a very interesting, ridiculous Canada hat and my Barbie sunglasses. Like, I just love them. They're like white rims. They're like white rims and they're hearts. I wanted to wear them maybe yesterday, but I was a little bit too shy. But you know what? I'm not feeling shy anymore. So having a good time. Let's see. I'm gonna pop in PSA in here just so we have that. So let's see. We're gonna move over here. So it's coming on. She's coming on. Let me just stop my own. Why don't I? Stop. I'm not ready for you. I'm not ready for you yet, girl. So let's put in, she's coming in. She's coming in hot. Let's put in a PSA here. Let's see. And we're going to stop her here. Hang on, Wynonna. And let's play a PSA. And